Welcome, welcome to all of you on this new moon, July 4th, Independence Day. This is the Wise USA Global Meditation Call, and our goal today is specifically intended to uplift the hearts and minds of the American people in this critical election year and beyond. And for those of you who may have received our invitation, we have a declaration that we're offering today, and I'd like to presence that into the field before we begin and introduce our wisdom council and our guest presenters today. We the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, and the highest compassion from the heart and soul of America for the benefit of all life on Earth and the next 7 generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America, and may peace prevail on Earth. And I ask just all of us to breathe into whatever those words mean for you. And take that deep into your heart and bring yourself fully into the moment we're sharing together in the call, because it truly is the connection that's most powerful at this time. And as you join us more fully in the field, I'd like to welcome our Wisdom Council, Guyaville Wisdom Council members that are with us, and our guest presenters that have joined our call today. I'd like to just invite them in one by one to presence themselves directly, and I'd like to begin with Fumi Johns Stewart. If you'll just please mention your name and your organization as I call upon your name.
Yes, thank you, Myra. I'm Fumi John Stewart, and I represent the World Peace Prayer Society. Thank you. May peace prevail on Earth.
Thank you, Fumi. Cynthia Jures.
Hi, Myra. So great to hear your voice. It's wonderful to be here. I'm Cynthia Jures, the founding director of the Earth Treasure Base Global Healing Project, an Alliance for the Earth.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I'd like to welcome Barbara Fields.
Hello, thank you. It's Barbara Fields, Executive Director of the Association for Global New Thought. Blessings to everyone on the call today.
Thank you, Barbara. Stephen Dynan, please.
Sorry, who was that again?
Stephen.
Oh, Stephen.
Dynan.
Okay. Hi, Stephen. You have the mic now.
Hello, all. Stephen Dynan is here from the Shift Network. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Stephen. I'd like to welcome to the call Sarah.
Hello, everyone. This is Sarah Salam, and I'm representing Luminous Warrior today. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
And let's call forward Avon, please.
Avon Matteson, representing Pathways to Peace and the Culture of Peace Initiative. Grateful to be in this community for Wise USA.
Thank you. Louise. Is Louise with us this morning?
Yes. Hello. I'm Louise Green. I'm at River Road Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Maryland, and I'm also part of the UU Ministers Association project, where it leads our call.
Thank you, Louise. And Kurt.
Yeah, hello. It's Kurt Johnson, one of the founders of the Interspiritual Network and the Form 21 Institute at the United Nations. Wonderful to be here today. Lots of love to everyone.
Thank you so much. And Eric, are you with us this morning, this afternoon?
Yes. Is that Eric Lawyer?
Yes, Eric Lawyer.
Yes, I am here. I'm in San Francisco and just excited to be on the call and inspired and humbled by it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Welcome all. I thank you all, our Wisdom Council members of Gaia Field Project and the organizations you represent and our guest presenters. At this point, I'd like to prepare the way to introduce David Nickel, founder of the Gaia Field Project, and he will be our guide today through the global meditation. And I know that David, and maybe you'll say more about this, David is sitting in circle. He has a live group with him as well today, and they have been working to prepare the way for the work that we will do during this time together. So, David, I'm turning this over to you, dear friend.
Thank you, Myra. Hi, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you on this July 4 occasion, and thank you to all our guests and the networks you represent. I'm honored by your presence. There's been a powerful preparation for this call on multiple levels. Just last week with Cynthia, Jules, and Leslie, and some others connected with our council, we had a wonderful pilgrimage to Kansas to bury our Earth Treasure Vase, which is dedicated for a Wise USA. Incredibly moving journey. I want to give a shout out to anyone from the Santa Fe gathering. We had a beautiful gathering in Santa Fe to offer prayers and blessings into our Earth Treasure Vase for this intention. And then we had another beautiful gathering in Kansas. So I want to give a shout out to any of our cosmic Kansans that joined us there. We felt such a loving bond with you through that experience. So thank you so much. And then, yes, as Myra was saying, I'm up here in Nevada City, North California, with an amazing group of people. We did a very, very powerful ritual last night to call in the energies for Wise USA, and they're joining us here in the living room today. And a welcome, of course, to everyone who's joining us on this call at this important time. Okay, so please now we'll move into the meditation. So please close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Just invite you wherever you are just to relax, to settle into yourself. And just allowing your experience to be just as it is, whatever feelings or sensations are there, not trying to change anything, just meeting your reality in this moment and just coming to rest. Please bring your awareness to your heart center in the middle of your chest and invite you to take a few breaths in and out of your heart. Remembering your heart, feeling your center of awareness shift to your heart space. Invite you to connect with a feeling of gratitude for being able to come together in this way with like-minded people from different parts of the world. And then please bring your awareness down to your legs and feet, pelvis, if you're seated, and just feeling your connection to the ground. Opening to the support of the earth, and just sensing the vast presence of the earth itself. Please now send your awareness down into the earth, grounding yourself deeper and deeper, as if you are sending down etheric roots that reach deeper and deeper. Here you feel your awareness actually making contact with the very core of the earth. Invite you to sense the resonance between your own heart as the center of your energy field and the core of the earth as the center of the earth's energy field. From this place of deep connection to the earth, please open to the light from the sun and the stars, receiving that light, feeling it come into your whole being, cleansing you, purifying you with its clarity and radiance. But you just see and feel that light surrounding you, your whole body, your whole being, creating a healthy boundary that brings integrity to your whole system. Being present here is your very deepest and highest self. Now please start to extend your awareness to our group field, the presence of everyone who's on this call. Include those who listen to the call at a later time in the recording. Just sensing intuitively our group presence, quality of this group field in this moment. I want you to see and feel a vast membrane of light around our group field, helping to further consecrate this space. We welcome into this field our relations from the earth realms. The minerals, the plants, the animals. Feeling permeable to their influence, to their life-giving support. We call in allies from subtle realms of spirit, invoking those ancestors and beings of light who share our intention to uplift the consciousness of the USA. And we open together to the great mystery, source of all reality. That which permeates all. In this silent space, I invite you to bring your awareness back to your own presence, your own location. And just start to connect with quality of strength. Strength as an intrinsic quality of your very being. Capacity to respond, I can. I invite you to start to connect with this aspect of your being as a red light, a red presence has the quality of aliveness, strength, boldness, courage. You may want to remember a time when you're in contact with your strength as a way to activate this part of your being. More and more, being in touch with this particular quality of strength as a red light, a red flame, a red fire, your true strength. And I want to invite you now to start to sense your strength, this red essence, this red light, starting to extend from your body into the center of our field, bringing your strength into contact with the strength of everyone who's on this call. And notice what it's like as you keep your attention in the center of our field, feeling your red light of essential strength starting to make contact with the red light of strength of all the others. Feel how we can strengthen each other, embolden each other as we come together in our essential strength. Invite you to see and feel those red flames of strength flowing into each other, enlivening each other, creating a very, very strong collective presence, a strong red flame of our collective strength. Sensing the courage and the boldness in our collective presence of strength, our immediacy. Feeling how strong feels. Unite together. And start to see and feel that red flame of our collective strength becoming its own source of heat and light, comprised of the strength and boldness of each one of us. I invite you to start to feel that warmth emanating from the center of our field back to you, breathing it in, feeling that strength, that red flame filling you, filling every, coming into every cell of your body, being filled by the light of our collective strength. Feel the support of our strength for your courage and your boldness. We are strengthening each other with our presence. Bringing our awareness back to the central flame of our collective strength, the red fire in the middle of our field. Invite you to start to see and feel that fire burning very brightly, strongly. Its own source of light and heat. Invite you to start to sense this red light of our collective strength starting to radiate out now from our group field. Radiating out into the United States of America, into the consciousness of America. Feeling this light of our collective strength pulsing and radiating out, reaching out throughout the country, strongly radiating this presence of courage. As one strength, we are radiating into all aspects, all dimensions of life in the United States of America, trusting the intelligence of this presence to reach into where it needs to go, and knowing that there's no limit to its supply. I invite you to sense this light activating people and places emboldening them to live their truth, to meet the moment, to meet the challenge. We the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, and the highest compassion from the heart and soul of America for the benefit of all life on Earth and the next 7 generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America. May peace prevail on Earth. We'll have a few moments of silence now, and just allowing this presence to continue to emanate into the collective field of America. And then we'll open the call for sharing. Thank you so much. So now I'm going to pass it back to Myra to open the call for sharing. Thank you, Myra.
Thank you very much. We'd like to invite our guest teachers, presenters, global thought leaders, there's so many names that we could attribute to those that have who are gracing our call today. I'd like to also add Claudia, who has joined us, Claudia Weiss, and perhaps if you can go ahead and give her the mic so she can present herself, and then we will invite the team to give comment. And we can pass the mic or we can have a raising of the hand. So, Barry, you might want to chime in as to preference there.
Yeah, we'll go to Claudia first, and then I think we'll just pass the mic from one to another. That would be easy.
Great. Wonderful.
Hi, everyone. Hi, thank you, Myra. This is Claudia Wells, Gaia Field, Global Coherence Initiative, Institute of Noetic Sciences, and so grateful to be here to be practicing together. Did you just want me to presence myself, or is this a good time to share, too?
It's a wonderful time to share. We're in the sharing now, Claudia. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Myra. Well, the experience of collective strength was so palpable, and it reminded me of the subtle activism that we applied during COP21 around climate change and how some were citing what they were calling the momentum of unstoppable natural forces in the environment as a reason to doubt that anything man-made or anything humans could accomplish at this point, anyway, could make a real difference in altering the environmental downward spiral. And it was clear to me then, as it is now, focusing on the future of this country, that the subtle momentum we're generating together can become as powerful as any other natural force, maybe even the most powerful, because we are nature and we can and do conspire with other unstoppable powers that are in play for the positive evolution of our country and our world, our species, and beyond. And I'm feeling all of that right now coursing through me and through us. Thank you for the opportunity to be co-creating with everyone.
Thank you for the richness of that sharing. I'd just like to then just call upon, if you will, the members that are with us for your reflection on the meditation. And I'd like to begin with Sarah Salam.
Sorry, I did not hear who that was again.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. Have the mic. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the first thing I wanted to mention is that I realized we started the call at 3:03, and we came out of the meditation and got ready to share at 3:33, at least in Eastern Time. And so the numbers 3, of course, have their own significance and a sense of completion for me, a sense of wholeness, a sense of the Trinity, the 3 that combines it all. So that was very powerful for me. And the other piece I wanted to share was that I felt very much the support of the waters around America, around the U.S., and the waters really supporting and holding space for this fire, the sacred fire that we have started, tended, continue to tend with this call. So the presence of nature, very much want to echo what Claudia just said, was very present for me from the Amazon even up to beyond our borders, that presence of nature, of those very strong forces, the oceans, were there with us. So very strongly felt in the body, deep peace, very powerful and steady and calm heartbeat, and this presence that is established now for anyone to tap into if they so choose. I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. The strength of the mountain that you are speaking from is also coming through loud and clear in your sharing. I'd like to go next to Stephen Dynan. And as you pass the mic to Stephen, I really want to present the new book, Sacred America and Sacred World, into our circle today. There are many offerings amongst those of us gathered, and I feel that they're all a part of the march towards symbiosis and towards the great heart of becoming in the world. And I want to thank Stephen for making his contribution into the field. Stephen?
Well, thank you. What a beautiful guided meditation. I was struck by the invocation of us as the ancestors of future generations, and it brought to mind that we are 240 years from the founding, which is a bit over seven generations. And so to think of the founding fathers and mothers as ancestors that prepared the way for America to be what it is now, and that we are now called to lay the foundations for the next 240 years and another seven generations. It's very beautiful. And so I was tuning in with the Soul of America earlier today, and I was called to write a poem, or a prayer actually, a prayer for America. I just wanted to read that. On this day dedicated to independence, I pray that we release our celebration of violence and remember that we are made of nobler virtues. May we recognize our high and holy purpose that cannot be advanced through bloodshed or fulfilled by hate, greed, or fear. E pluribus unum is more than a motto. It is a mission that can only be served by daring to love all of humanity with a tender embrace, whispering the words that you, too, are welcome. May we own our strength without the need to dominate. May we claim our power without the need to polarize. May we know that we were ultimately created for peace to reign in this beautiful world. Our character was forged in history's fires, which required some tempering and toughening to defend the cause of liberty. We can honor the warrior path we have walked, but it is not our true destination. Rather, it is to finally end the long torment of war and arrive at a new beginning. Our human family reunited, our precious planet preserved, with the grace of God blessing all. Let us lead the way, America, with peace in our hearts, on our lips, and in our hands. Let us bring that new dawn together. Complete.
Thank you, Stephen. I'd like to move now to Cynthia Jours. Cynthia, would you please add your reflection at this time? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone. Beautiful conspiring here. And I would like to bring in the Earth treasure vase that David mentioned we buried just a few days ago in the heartland of America, dedicated to a wise USA. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with this practice, it's a little clay pot coming originally from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, and being filled with all of our prayers and sacred offerings and symbolic offerings to be then buried in the land. And we have actually created a global mandala of now over 30 treasure vases all over the world, holding the whole earth in our prayers for collective awakening and planetary healing. And it was a wonderful experience to take a vase specifically dedicated to this impulse of Wise USA into Kansas, into the heartland of America, which you may or may not know, Kansas has the largest vast prairie land still intact. And so we ended up taking the vase into that tall grass prairie land of the Flint Hills outside of Wichita. And it's a place where the wild horses roam freely. And today on Interdependence Day, Independence Day, I've been really feeling those horses and the presence of them around us as we dug a hole underneath this orange Osage tree in the middle of the Flint Hills to place our vessel, our collective, in a sense, heart, into the soil of America. And the wild horses standing by on the ridge above us watching, and just the love of freedom that those animals have, and the sound of their hoofbeats on the earth, and the fact that they were used to taking refuge under the tree that we buried this face. So I offer this image to you, also the roots of the grasses that grow in this region are, they actually use the terminology coherence to talk about their structure and how they hold the soil and the interconnectedness of this root system, this vast and deep root system. So the whole experience of this particular treasure vase in the heartland of America, and those who came forward in Kansas in particular to carry all of our collective prayers for a wise USA to realization, to plant them, to seed them, to now water them each new moon as we gather in this way. And I also want to offer that every full moon we do the Earth Treasure Vase meditation, which if anyone is interested in participating in, that is another way we can continue to support these prayers for their realization. And, you know, I guess my own prayer is that we really anchor our love and our joy and our wisdom and our compassion into this land through the fabric of our connection with each other and with all beings. And we see that love and that strength, as David invoked, radiating out in every direction and taking root firmly for this new, new story to be realized at this time. So I'm grateful to have been able to take this treasure vase, and it you know, the thing that I come away with is a sense of having fallen in love with America again, which I didn't know would be possible. But it is very much with me, having taken the time to really receive and activate all of these prayers and to remember the beauty that is here. On behalf of the future generations and all of our ancestors in this present moment, with all of my love, thank you for this time.
Thank you, Cynthia, for the richness of your sharing and the way that it lives in your bones. It has a way of being present with us in a way we can taste it. And I thank you for that, for the depth of your walk and the power of your transmission. I'm headed toward you, Kurt, so get ready. I can only imagine that with the work that you've done and the work that you have called together through your time and the coming of the inner spiritual age, that you may have some reflection that will support this work here today and celebration. Thank you, Kurt. Come talk to us.
Oh, thanks so much. First, I have to say, if you hear music in the background, my people above me are practicing their piano, but at least they're playing Mozart, so not too bad.
It all sounds good, Kurt. You're clear.
You know, the thing I wanted to point out about evolution itself and why we can have so much confidence in it is that the process of human evolution, cultural evolution, proceeds through what is actually self-evident and what emerges at higher and higher levels of self-evidence. Certainly what drives history is what, you know, the general worldview is of the common man on the street worldwide. So it's interesting to remember that in 1776, when in the Declaration of Independence they declared certain self-evident inalienable rights, those were the same worldviews that literally for 7,000 years would have landed you in a dungeon with no due process of law, or at the stake with no due process of law. We had gone through 7,000 years, literally, of church-state totalitarianism, and suddenly there arose on the planet this declaration that life, liberty, safety, the pursuit of happiness were self-evident truths. So I think that gives us a tremendous confidence in the new self-evident truths that are arising worldwide with regard to mutuality and profound connection and community and co-working and synergy and building the world that the heart wants to see. So what I wanted to suggest, you know, what's amazing when you look at the whole breadth of people on this call and across all our communities is if you look at their areas of passion and work, they're extremely diverse in this transformational process. So I wanted to really just ask everyone as we share this call today, because this message of what's becoming more and more self-evident will land very differently depending on what our themes and our passions are, but to center down on what each of us are called to do, and what each of us know very well that we have been called to do, each of us and then together, and then mine that for a bit as the call goes on, so that what we get from the combined energy of where this goes for all of us has that gigantic feel to it. So thank you so much, David, for, you know, calling in that energy to begin with, to each of everyone here who's recalled what this means for them. And I just add that that further perspective. So lots of love, and what an amazing event for our forefathers to have declared those self-evident truths. And actually standing in the situation, there was a moment at the Second Continental Congress where they were asked how many people in the room have a price on their head, and nearly every hand went up. The point of it was that they were asking new questions, and they were in a position in the world those new questions had to be asked. And, you know, and all of us are in that situation now as we face the whole array of challenges that are looking at us worldwide. So lots of love to everyone. A huge, huge amount of thanks for what everyone does in this transformational process. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Kurt. Louise, we are coming to you next, and I just want to reflect as you're receiving the mic, and it comes to you on, again, we are in the midst of a new moon, and this new moon is centered in the water element of Cancer, along with three other planets, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus. And so this strong fire energy that was summoned in the meditation can be easily felt. It's in this container. It's actually producing an effect. And that effect in a Buddhist frame would be Padma, that discriminating awareness. So I take in deeply what you asked for, Kurt, is that we consider what is being called of us as we reflect on the meditation and the activity of that today. So Louise, thank you. We welcome your reflection.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I think Kurt's speaking suggests that I name that my calling, my work right now is in congregations and with congregational leaders of all types who are doing action and reflection in the public square. And our service yesterday focused on people's recommitment to hold the highest ideals of what patriotism might mean, like deep love of country, and what politics might mean, our joint lives and the shaping of culture and society. And I was so moved by people's love and energy yesterday and their desire to do specific things. The call today has helped me reflect upon a dream I had a week ago, which I'd like to share. But there was a large stadium with many different kinds of people in the stands, and that from time to time, people were coming from the skybox high up and bounding down into the field. And as I did that, I turned into a bear, a very large grandmother bear, and was bounding into this public field. And then knowing that I needed to return back to a place of power and strength that was connected from the heavens down into the earth of the field, and to go back and forth with this bounding energy that also knew the value of hibernation and joint strength with others who were leading. So I feel that there's something about the call and the building of the strength, which for me in my setting has this bear energy and a deep love at the center. My red was a rose that was glowing so brightly, it was almost on fire. And I hold those images as inspiration for my work, and perhaps they have resonance for others. And I think when we make our intentions concrete in specific places in tangible ways with live people, we also pull down the greatest power of our ideals and the concepts which inspire us. So I thank you for the strengthening of this call and for the power of this field. It's very strong for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Louise. I keep hearing the words, we are the story makers here. And that seems to be evoking this call into the future that our heart does know. And so thank you. I felt an extra boost of that as you shared. I am coming toward Barbara Fields now. And if we can pass the mic to Barbara, I'd love to hear her reflection. Barbara?
Thank you, Myra. As I was in the field of meditation, I was feeling all the people who attended the call to listen, and all the many people who are attending these calls to unify consciousness and listen in. These, you are the citizen leaders of the grassroots spiritual activist networks, and you are the ones who are empowering yourselves to change our social paradigms. I felt the collective strength of those who do not speak on the calls or at the conferences or on public media. It definitely brings home the idea that the Hopi elders say that we are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the ones we have been waiting for. I can't stress enough how important it is for every single individual to understand how important their presence and their gift is to this movement of solidarity and spiritual maturity that we're creating together.
Thank you, Barbara. And Avon Madison, if you will add your reflection, I'd love to hear from you, and then I'd like to open up the call to hear from some of the others who have joined us on the call today.
Thank you, Myra. Let me be very brief, but to say that I was also reflecting, Barbara, upon the Hopi prophecy, and there's a phrase that Stephen used in his beautiful prayer for the United States of America, Ipur Pasunam, and that is really resounding with me. E pluribus unum means out of many one, and this grand experiment on this Interdependence Day of the United States of America is that from before even this as a nation was founded, that principle of unity and diversity has been for many thousands of years, but it is in this time that we need to begin to live this principle of out of many one, of the fact that through our individual unique gifts that each of us as a citizen in the United States of America have a responsibility to live this spiritual principle in every thought, word, and action for the evolving grand experiment of this nation that is of the highest good and service to not only to all, but to all beings. So, and thank you, Barbara Fields, for what you have done to ignite so many, many years ago peace through the season for nonviolence. And I turn it over to you again, Myra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Avon. At this time, as we come to the top of the hour, I'd like to invite David back onto the call to give your last thoughts, and then I will bring the call to a close, and then perhaps we can open the lines and hear all those wonderful voices that have joined us today. David?
Thank you, Myra, and thank you, everyone, for sharing your wisdom and reflections. And as Barbara said, in particular, to all of you who showed up to this call, that you are the ones that we've been waiting for to recognize that, and that in our collective strength that we really can make a profound difference at this critical time. I'm just left with a feeling of great hope and just love for the interweaving of these many networks who are working in aligned intention at this time. There is a strong light amidst the chaos that we see out there, and I think that light can guide us through. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Myra, and all our guests. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Yes. And just as a reminder, for those of you that were invited to the call, and are not on our mailing list, the Gaia Field Project mailing list for subtle activism, you may go to our website at GaiaFieldProject.net to sign up. We will have more in a series of calls related to Wise USA beginning in September, and we'd certainly love to have you with us. The words of the Declaration are swirling in my head, and they're with me, as is the power of the contributions on today's call, and that red flame that was summoned in the meditation, that red light that indeed draws us closer to one another and garners our strength. It forges us forward into the heart of being. And I feel the presence today of the great opportunity we have to embrace a new reality on our planet with an unimaginable prosperity for all inhabitants and perfect harmony with all of nature and Mother Earth. I do see a truly bright light at the end of this century in which we have been tested on our most intrinsic human values. So thank you all for being present with us today, and it would be wonderful to open this great call and hear your hellos and goodbyes as we sign off. Thank you all for joining us this day. Mm-hmm.